It's really interesting when we do these patterns of care studies sequentially and we see the data come out and then we see people start to react, et cetera. And it looks like people are kind of still thinking about this and that, you know, still a substantial number of people are using AC. But it's interesting when we ask both the investigators and the docs in practice, how would you compare the efficacy of TC versus AC? Most of them think that TC is more efficacious. And how would you compare the tolerability? And more people think that TC is of greater tolerability. How do you assess those two factors, and where do you think this is heading? Do you think that in a few years we may not be using anthracyclines in this situation?
Well, I think in particular for the lower risk but chemo-needing HER2 normal subset, I think that avoiding the anthracycline may turn out to be everybody's first choice, and I think that you may continue to see an uptick in TC use. I think that the data is the data, and there are peaks and valleys in terms of toxicities, and to some degree, the choice of regimen on the toxicity side is about which toxicities are more or less concerning to the individual patient and practitioner.
You mentioned the issue of neutropenia in TC, although the docetaxel dose there is lower than it's often used by itself at 75 per meter squared. What about the use of prophylactic growth factors in this situation?
Well, I think many or most clinicians would elect to do just that, and as they would for almost any docetaxel-containing regimen.
So in that case, I guess that sort of should ameliorate that issue in terms of neutropenia.
I would expect that.